My name is Joe Curry, and welcome to Davin's Den Scams the Scammers. Millions of people fall prey to internet scammers every year. Among those are romance scammers who promise relationships and love, but instead take their money, their heart, and sometimes their life. These scammers have contacted Davin, Pip, and myself for the same reasons, but we scam them back. So join us for Davin's Den Scams the Scammers. In this next Davin's Den Scams the Scammers, we know Davin's got a big mouth, but did he swallow a lizard?
Listen
and enjoy.
She goes, they are still gonna just a little delay on the payment due to some reason. She goes, can you kindly help me with the card? Then we could talk about this later. I need to upgrade my phone. No, you don't.
No.
I go, I'd feel better about this if I knew who you worked for.
If you were really her boyfriend, you know, just getting her paid and getting this moving would be much more important than sending her money.
Yeah, well, she wants to play video games, Pip.
Of course she does.
She goes, let's forget about it. I broke the bitch. You know, that's a fucking shitty feeling. Go, all right, well, this isn't going to work. I break scammers.
Forget about it.
I go, why won't you tell me? And then I don't hear from her for 2 days, and I write to her, happy Monday. So I wrote to her. She goes,
say you learned.
She goes, same here. I go, good. And then we take off 5 days.
Wow.
And I write happy Saturday. And then we take off 2 days, and she writes happy Monday. And I write happy Monday. She asked me how I'm doing today. I go, a little sick, a little sore, but happy to chat with you.
A little what?
A little sick and a little sore.
Oh.
She goes, what's wrong? Did you swallow lizard?
Is she asking you, or you asking her?
She's asking me.
She's asking you if you swallowed a lizard.
No, lizard, not a lizard. Lizard. She's asking me if I swallowed a lizard like it's some dude she knows.
Yeah, what?
So I go, a cold and I injured myself playing sports. Well, that must have been fucking real, because that sounds like something I would do.
Yes.
And then I laugh. I go, are you saying I have a big mouth, dear? She goes, yes. And then she laughs.
Well, she does know you.
Yeah, shut up, you. She goes, sorry about your injury. Have you seen the doctor? I go, LOL, nice that you think I have a big mouth. You may be correct, but I assure you, I do not eat lizards, thank you. I have not. It will heal. She laughs. She asks how I've been. I go, other than sick, I've been okay. How about you? She's okay. She asks how my day was. What the fuck was that? I go, I got a call from a woman about a ghost. Seems to be a very sexually aggressive one.
Oh, boy.
She goes, so what are you going to do? I go, well, I won't be wearing anything sexy around it, that's for sure. She goes, your choice anyway. She goes, you'd wear something sexy around a horny ghost?
You asked her this?
Yes, I asked her that.
Oh. Oh, okay.
She goes, don't know. Never done ghost hunting before. She goes, I mean, if a sexually aggressive ghost was making advances on you.
Oh, my God.
She laughs. I go, it's a thing. People have had sex with ghosts, and we've talked about it on the show.
Oh, yeah, they do.
She goes, how's possible is that? She says, were they sleeping while having the sex? I go, People claim it is real. Some claim to have married ghosts. I think I got a blowjob from one once.
For more Davin's Den Scams the Scammers, search for Davin's Den on iHeartRadio.